Oswald. Where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, across the mills, across the stack. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
What's up, guys? Oswald here. We will have the Urban Radio server back up this afternoon. If you want to play, there will be a new map. It's spammed in the channel now. It's called UT Twin Leagues by Rabbit Cow. If you want to play, grab that map, and we'll be right back. Again, if you guys want to take part on the Urban Radio server, you will have to download a new map called UT Twin Leagues.
Oh, ISBGN, UOC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Ashburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from StanEvans.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Yeah, that's my cue, guys. Welcome. Greetings. It's another Friday edition of Urban Radio. I am the import toting pimp in the box, Oswald, and for the next few hours, we will be talking Urban Tear and latest development. What's going on? You can hop on the Urban Radio server, sit back, listen to Barbecue's rendition of the Urban Tear theme song. We'll be right back.
Let's kick some ass.
Going on. It's another Friday, the 18th, and it's finally time to hang out with you guys for the next few hours and talk what I favorite most, Urban Terror. So that was a new intro here from some of the guys in the community. It was sent to me by MungoZen. You had Zach, you had Warhammer, you had Aphex Twin, and some of the other guys here too that either have a site or just wanted to contribute. I thought that was pretty cool. Sort of gets me fired up for the show. I hope you liked it, and I hope we'll get some more of that stuff here in the future. And that was our theme song created by the Mixmaster Barbecue. That's the Urban Terror theme song. We do have that available if you would like it. Later on in the show, we will have a new mix that came in. Actually, I think it was about a couple weeks ago from Space Marine. It's similar in nature, but I just have forgotten to get it on here the past few weeks. Other than that, let's get right down to business because I know that's what you came here for. As for this last week, as usual, it has been busy. The coders do feel we are one step closer to beta 2.4, as they will be compiling and releasing another internal version this weekend for the team only. And we'll get into more of that here later in the show. So for the next few hours, what do we have on tap? With the exception of my beer, we will talk to Basilisk about the back-end features, what he does, and stuff like this.
Hello, Oswald. What's up?
That's Basilisk having a little fun with Cool Edit there, but we will be hearing from him as he talks about the back-end applications, the website, and the forums. As I said, we'll also bring you up to date, as you can hear the server going in the background, we will bring you up to date on latest information pertaining to Beta 2.4, like I said, more on that later in the show. This week's Clan Focus comes to us courtesy of Decibel and Civi from Clan XP, Clan Xenophobe. We'll hear what they have to say, some of the questions they answered for us. And pretty good interview. I know Civi gets a little rowdy here and starts throwing down a little smack, so I'll have to counter that with some of my own there, Civi, if you're listening. And game is on right now. If you want to have fun on the server, we have the Urban Radio server up right now. IP address is, it'll probably be spammed on the channel, is 64.180.91.204. It looks like there's still a few slots left. You will have to download a new map, as I said at the beginning of the show, called UT Twin Lakes. We will give you the addresses for those again. There's about four sites you can download it from and get on there. We also have featured on the server today Laneway, Abby, and one other, Twin Lakes. Should be a good time. Join up, have fun, and Paradise is on there. That's what it is. And those are the four maps. CTF today. No more TS. We wanted CTF since that's what we usually play on Friday nights. We'll also go around the community, check out some of the other news. I have a few questions from the forums and from IRC that people have asked me that I've gotten answers from people on the team. And we'll see how that's going. And as usual, we'll check out some of the hot topics in the Urban Terror forums. And, God, if you guys are like me, I cannot wait until I get these new forums. Those pop-up ads and the lag that we're seeing on these servers are becoming unreal. And as always, we will bring you the best, that's right, the best music out of my collection. None of this Euro stuff that everybody wants me to play. Sorry, I'm not into that stuff. As I said, if you have anything you want to contribute to the show, feel free to email me, oswaldplanetquake.com. A little violent fims to get us in the mood. I know you all know the words of this, so start singing and quit playing with yourself. Urban Radio. I am between the gunshots. That was a violent femmes. Blister in the sun. We're back. This is Oswald. You're on Urban Radio. Start out with the usual smack that I have here for the first few minutes. If you've missed any of the previous Urban Radio broadcasts, you can head over to thesixthfloor.com. Under the navigation tab, click on Urban Radio, and you will find all the previously archived shows. We do carry it in the full version and in a 56K version, thanks to Barbecue, who's removed all the music for us, and they're about 30 or 40% smaller than the regular file. Kicks ass, and Zach from Carnage Cowboys hosts the files for me. And you can even head over to ForbiddenNinja.com, where Serial Killer does post all the show notes I use. And thanks for the loving, guys. You guys have really helped out here. And as usual, I do want to give a shout-out to the guys over at Team Sports Network, who graciously offer me their Shoutcast server at this time every Friday in order to broadcast. Hopefully they're excited as I am about the weekly numbers that we are pulling in. Again, guys, thanks for the support. Also, if you've never been over there, I recommend you go check it out. They do have a new website up, looks pimp, and got some good stuff over there.
If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
And that's one of the sounders for the TSN Central that I run every week for those guys who've been very helpful here since we've started broadcasting with them. And remember, this is your radio show. If you want to contribute to it, I am only the voice. I'll give you a shout-out, pimp or promote anything you have, so feel free to email me at oswald@planetquake.com, and I will try to get it on the air. That goes for music requests, maps, anything you have that you think the community might want to know about. But please do it before Friday, as the show's pretty much finalized by Thursday afternoon. Other than that, as I said, for those wanting to play on the server, it's up and running, 64.180.91.204, and we can check in with it real quick. Fatty Man, JP Jesus, Laggy Gleam, as usual, is in there. Mungo Zen, Fucknut, Lord of Doom, Blade Killer, Warhammer, who's lagging out at 999. We have Thumber in there, Eisenhoven, Baz is in there, Kane, Protus, and myself. And I'm not doing much, so I'm just hanging out here. Checking the fast action on Laneway. It's 1-0. I'm on the blue team, and we are winning. Everybody seems to be using the M4 or the sniper rifles as usual as we run down. And, oh, we just punked somebody. Who was that? That was Fatty Man. He just died at the hands of my M4 here. I don't think I spoke of this last week, but thanks to Tapper over at the OGL and the guys on Team Sportscast Network, I will be broadcasting. I will be broadcasting, I guess, OGL matches with Cold Shot over at TSN this year sometime. We do have some, I guess, practices, if you could call it that, some trial runs set up for this weekend between Cold Shot and myself to see how we play off of each other. I guess he'll basically do the play-by-play while I'll be the quote, expert when it comes to the game. I'll keep you up to date on that and see how that goes, but this should be a good time, and hopefully it'll help promote our community, Urban Terror, as if you didn't know that. So, as I said, the game's on. Go check it out. A little laggy right now. Everybody seems to be 200-300s. Maybe we should lower the player count here next week, but check it out. It's good, and it is live. This is Run DMC.
Around. There's not too many
rap titles I will swipe.
You guys don't want me to rap. You said my singing's bad enough, but DMC owned back in the day. I do want to give one shout out here from Jordan. Salute from the A+, from the Abjects to the UT Gaming World. Thanks for that. And let's get into an interview here. This week, I was trying to track down a couple of guys on the development team to introduce them to you. So this week in the Sid Spotlight, we bring you Basilisk. Bass is one of the newer members of the team. He, you might know him from Terror Strike, which was set up at servers.terrorstrike.net, I believe it was, and it was the application we had up, similar to, say, the All-Seeing Eye or GameSpy Arcade, that you could actually access a game server from our website. Pretty cool stuff. So we sat down with Baz here last night and this morning, and given about 8 questions to run through, and he'll give you some good information as to what to expect, starting with Beta 2.4 and Beta 3 with the back end applications. So let's get ready. And Bass, give the community a quick rundown on who you are and how you became a member of Silicon Ice Development.
About a year ago, I started a website called TerrorStrike.net, which was a gaming site that was dedicated to some support applications for Urban Terror. We prototyped our server and player directory, and I was kind of showing it off to some of the members of the team, Oswald, Doc, and also a guy to BKD. And everybody seemed to be pretty receptive to it, so we took it a few steps further, and eventually that became the server and player directory that a lot of you might have seen at servers.urbanterror.net. After sharing some of my other ideas with the development team, they invited me to join, so here I am.
And unfortunately, that part of our website has been offline here for probably going on 2 or 3 months as we upgrade the services and get our servers ready for 2.4 and the things to follow with that. Baz, what makes the development team tick? Why do you think the core of the development team has stuck together to achieve their status they have today in the mod community?
You know, I think it's raw talent combined with personality. You know, I think it goes unsaid that some of the talent that's on the team, you know, with the modelers and the artists, I mean, some of the stuff they do just amazes me. You know, I would never be able to do anything even close to that, you know. And then we got a great coding team, and to keep everything together, we got a great project coordinator who's real responsive to the community and keeps the team going. So I think that's really what it is. I mean, it's just it's a combination of everybody that's part of the team to create this synergy, and everybody's working towards the greater cause, which is making Urban Terror a better mod than it is today. And you know, I think that's what keeps us above the rest.
And I have to agree. We got as I've said numerous times before, we just have a load of talent on this team. How we all came to be, it still amazes me to this day that we've achieved what we have so far. And I'm reading some of the comments on our development channel from Sweet Nuts about Bass, because we've never heard his voice up until now. Just like many of you knew, did not know that Blade Killer was female. Yes, Blade Killer is a woman. And yes, she does game and she will kick your ass. Getting back to what he said, you know, each person on the team has their part to do, and, you know, you take one of those parts away, like you saw when, unfortunately, two coders had to, you know, stop what they were doing on the mod and tend to real life. It sort of puts a little crimp in our development, but we seem to be back, and Bass and Ian, actually, are both working on many back-end applications that'll really help the mod here as we move towards the better betas, 2.4 and beta 3. Bass, you're also coordinating the new forums website and the other back-end support applications. How important is this? Because sometimes it's overlooked, and it is an important aspect of the mod.
Well, when the new UrbanTerror.net is released, we're going to reintroduce the server and player directory that some of y'all might have seen a few months back. With some enhancements, including a server favorites list, which as a registered user, you'll be able to specify your favorite servers, and then on your homepage, you'll see the status of your favorite servers. Same thing with a buddy list. You'll be able to go through the registered player directory and pick out your buddies, and when they're playing online, you'll see that they are and where they're playing at, and As always, you'll be able to connect directly to the game server via the website. So that'll be nice, I think, for the community. There's a couple other enhancements to that directory, too. You know, team assignments and team scores and next map as well. So that'll be nice. And as far as the future goes, with Beta 3, we'll probably be introducing the player stats that I've been talking about for quite some time, actually. Hopefully at Beta 3 we'll be able to do it right and introduce a really cool place online where players can come and really figure out who the best is. The player stats that we're doing are unique in the sense that they really harness the some of the features of Urban Terror, such as Ares and the different weapons and that kind of thing. So there's going to be a lot of great stats for accuracy, and also for bullet placement percentages, and also breakdowns by weapons on maps and stuff. You'll basically be able to see like where you shine and where you suck based on different things of the game. So that'll be cool.
So you guys wonder, everything you've been asking about, at least the admins have been asking about, support for statistics, things like that. As you've heard, we are in the process of developing all those for your use, and everybody likes to know where they stand, and we feel we will be able to bring you that here once we release all these back-end applications. You were formerly CUDA and now of Clan Pit when it comes to clanning. How has the gaming been as a development team member playing in a formal league? And does everybody bow to your mighty PSG1 like they do Sweet Nuts?
All this stuff is real important. I mean, take the forums. You know, that's the lifeline. I'll tell you what, man. I can't handle any of the sniper rifles too good. But you put an HK-69 and a shotgun in my hands, and I'll tear it up. I'm not gonna lie to you. But you know, clan stuff is good. You know, being able to establish team strategies and tactics and go out and test your team skills against another team. I mean, there's nothing better than that as far as the game goes. You know, I have the same complaints as a lot of other clan members do as far as how, you know, some of the matches are conducted, with people being lame and camping and whining and bitching and all that. But, you know, generally speaking, it's just like playing out on the pubs. You know, everybody's really cool, generally speaking, and it's a good time.
Thanks, Baz. And as you can hear, I read the wrong question, played the incorrect answer, so I'm going to try to go back here. There was one question that I didn't ask him. I believe it centered around Terror Strike. Here's what he had to say.
All this stuff is real important. I mean, take the forums. You know, that's the lifeline between the development team and the community, and the community. I mean, it's a great place for gamers to discuss things about the game, talk with the developers, and you know, they're just real important. And one thing that's great about Urban Terror is our community, and I think that the forums are an integral part of what sets our community aside from other communities, you know, and so those are important. The website and some of the applications that we're introducing on the website are just really enhancements to the game, but you know, every little thing that Silicon Ice does for the mod to go above and beyond what other mod developers have done with their mods is what sets us apart from the rest. So it's all important, and you know, I hope the community gets a lot of use out of some of the things that we're going to introduce on the website.
So that's a little about the website and what we plan on doing, and that's my phone ringing. Just don't listen to that as I just shut it off here. As I said, the forums, the website, and the back end sites that we have here, the applications, all do play an important role. Sometimes they are overlooked, but as I said, the new website's really going to be very interactive, along with getting you to hop on servers, checking out your stats, and a plethora, as I always say to Doc, a plethora of other things to come. And finally, I turn the floor over to Bass. The views he's about to express are not that of Silicon Ice Development. He's got the floor, and here's what he has to tell you.
Yeah, let me start out by giving a shout-out to the development team. Silicon Ice, you guys have been great to work with. So much talent all in one place, and I'm really looking forward to working with you guys in the future. The community, it's great seeing you guys on IRC, out on the pubs and in the forums. Keep kicking ass, keep playing Urban Terror, and hang in there with us, because we got some great stuff in the future coming for you. I can assure you of that. Clans, let me start off by giving a shout out to Pit, Partners in Terror. I've only been part of the team now for a couple of weeks, but you guys are a great bunch of guys, and play a great game, and it's been fun so far, and I'm looking forward to killing in days to come with you guys. Some other clans, I give a shout out to Clan Nox, PS, Cuda. It was great playing with you guys. Best of luck to you in the future. Reign of Carnage, New Century Gamers, and PHX. You guys are all great clans and a great bunch of guys, and it's been fun hanging out with you guys so far, and I'll see you out on the pubs and on the ladders and stuff. So, let me throw out there, too, Clan Superfags PR. You guys are gay. I just want to mention that. Nobody likes you. Just disappear, go back to your other mod, whatever that was you used to play. So anyhow, that's pretty much all I have to say. And Oz, thanks for having me on the show. And I'll see everybody around on IRC and in the forums. Take it easy.
And we want to thank Basilisk for his contribution this week. As I said, we will be doing this until we run out of development members to interview, and then we'll start hitting some of the community guys. Some of the guys who have websites or they run a league. But we still have quite a few development team members in the coming weeks. You can plan to hear from Crazy Butcher, Dr. 8, and Barbecue. And I know you all want to hear from Barbecue. Well, with that said, I'm going to get into a little Beastie Boys. I have to answer one quick phone call, and we'll be right back. This is Paul Revere on Urban Radio.
Baseball hat. me for what I did, who has done it? I did it like this, I did it like that, I did it with a wiffle ball bat, so...
Beastie Boys all the way back from Licensed to Ill, Paul Revere. And like I said, I'm into the rap thing today, the old school rap. Beastie Boys, Run DMC. All right, let's get back to what we were doing here. We roll into our Clan Focus, which features Clan XP, otherwise known as Xenophobe. I was able to get 6 good recordings from Decibel and 1 crappy recording from Civi. So we'll run through those again as has been in the past with the format. We just sort of get to know the clan, what they're about, stuff like that. Sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me, but they do all the work here. Shit, I just sit back and listen. Before we do that, you can check out another new sounder from The Count, I believe.
I'd like the community to know that XP is just full of a bunch of guys who just love having a lot of fun and really enjoy online gaming in general. The community behind this mod is great. I think there's lots of great feedback coming in, and I think this mod has a great life ahead of it. A couple of us are into mapping as well, so we hopefully will be adding some more maps to the great list that's already out there in the community. And other than that, I guess we'll see the rest of you guys on the other side of our crosshairs. Later.
Man, if there's any other way I could fuck this show up, I'm doing it, huh? All right, well, that was the start of the interview. That was Decibel saying props and goodbye. That should have been the last one we played, but we'll run through what Decibel and Civi have to say about XP in the community.
Hi, this is Decibel, the leader of Clan Xenophobe. XP is a West Coast Team Survivor clan. Team Survivor is pretty much all that we play. We don't really touch Capture the Flag that much. The name was thought up actually after we came up with the initials XP. Some of you may remember a video game from 1987 called Xenophobe, where it was a side scroller, 3 people could play at the same time. It's a pretty cool game at the time, and the name just kind of stuck. I'm personally not that afraid of aliens, but whatever. Currently, we have 17 members located around the U.S. and Canada. We mostly tend to play on West Coast servers like VK14, Calvary Carnage, and several different clan servers. XP's main focus is competitive online gaming. Personally, and I know I speak for others in the clan, the challenge of playing another clan is the main reason I'm so into Urban Terror. Putting 2 teams against each other that are, evenly matched is really lets Urban Terror shine. And I think, like Counter-Strike and other multiplayer games, it just shows how far multiplayer has come and will continue to progress in the future. Xenophobes basically was formed right before 2.0 was released, so we've been around about 8 or 9 months now. Several of the core members of XP actually came from Los Chupacabras, which is a Rocket Arena 3 clan that we had been in for about 2 years. And the rest of the members have been kind of coming on board within the last 6-7 months. As far as XP's accomplishments go, I'd have to say last season on the STA and the Cal Leagues was probably it. We got to the semifinals on both leagues, ended the seasons with the winning record, and overall had a really great experience. Lots of good competition, lots of great fun games. Those are only two leagues we're currently playing. We may sign up for more, but it kind of depends on how much time we have. Lots of us have jobs and school and stuff, so it's hard to squeeze everything in.
Hey, Desi, I got to ask you, is that a typewriter we hear going off in the background? Just curious. It just sounds like one of those old-school typewriters here. Okay, we'll continue with Decibel. And got a couple from him and then one more from Civi.
As far as clans giving us a run for our money, that's a really hard one to answer because there's so much good competition out there right now. New clans forming all the time. Every clan has its on and off days, so it kind of, you know, varies. I'd have to say, though, that Phoenix and XL are the two clans that are probably our biggest challenge facing in a match.
And now we'll hear from Civi, and he basically smacks Sid and Urban Terror down for a few things that he wants to see pertaining to competitive online gaming. And this recording's pretty poor, guys, so hopefully you can hear it.
Yo, this is Civi, and I got to answer questions about competitive gaming, so here goes. Some of the things I think are the biggest problems with Urban Terror are hit detection, lag, and maybe being able to customize the game. I think it'd be really cool if you could, like, put your face on a skin or maybe put, like, maybe an armband with your clan name on it. I think it'd be really neat. I think that the hit detection has some problems. Definitely, like, climbing ladders, you can't hit people. There's just times where I'm pretty sure I'm going to hit somebody, but it doesn't hit. And I think that's also part of the lag thing. The anti-lag code is really cool, but I think that it could be improved, like the actual mod, which is really, really cool. You can't tell the difference between the thing at all. If it were like that, I think that would give a huge advantage to people on, like, slower connections. I think it would also be cool if you could have, like, a really big weapon just to blow the crap out of everybody with, like a machine gun, heavy support something, so somebody could just put it on a roof, like on Ricochet, and just gun down those doors when they start rushing out of there. That'd be really fun. Maybe Silicon Ice could host, like, a tournament every year or something, just one elimination go, like sort of like a playoffs right off the bat, maybe qualify or something. I think that'd be really cool, but that's about all I got, so later.
Oh, he's got a whole shitload of stuff for me to talk about, doesn't he? First off, I'm not sure how the problems with Urban Terror fits in with competitive gaming. I guess I can understand that to a point. If you have been listening, Civi, and I know you have because I see you in here quite often, the hit detection has been updated for Beta 2.4. We've found the glitch. It has been corrected. The net code has also been updated thanks to the code from Apoxel, who's now at Raven Software. Working on Soldier of Fortune 2, by the way. A little pimp for him. So both of those should really contribute to an improved game for Beta 2.4. As for your big weapon, you'll have to wait. We could have an announcement here in another week or so about some of the new weapons, and maybe a big weapon is included. But I don't think it'll be something that you can actually mount, say, on a building or near a structure. Like you guys, some of the mappers have been asking for, like turret code. We have not implemented that, but I think we can pretty much guarantee you a heavy machine gun. And if you've read the dot plan files over at silicon-ice.com, then you're up to speed on some of the weapons, as Crazy Butcher and Meaty give you a few clues as to what's coming up. What else? Oh, yeah, the once-a-year tournament. That is something that Bass has also talked about once we get our servers up and running. once we get the servers up and running, it's something we may look into. But right now, you know, unfortunately, all our time is being spent trying to get 2.4 out and then getting our plans together for Beta 3. So hang in there, and that's something you have forward to look to. And I believe Decibel also has something to say, one last thing to say here before we say thanks to them.
I'd like the community to know that XP is just full of a bunch of guys who just love having a lot of fun and really enjoy online gaming in general. The community behind this mod is great. I think there's lots of great feedback coming in, and I think this mod has a great life ahead of it. A couple of us are into mapping as well, so we hopefully will be adding some more maps to the great list that's already out there in the community. And other than that, I guess we'll see the rest of you guys on the other side of our crosshairs. Later.
And that's what he should have said at the end of the interview and not the beginning, but that was my fault. So that was Decibel and Civi from Clan XP Xenophobe. You can find them on the servers. They do hang out in Urban Terror on occasion. Guys, thanks for the interview, and best of luck to you in the upcoming season and leagues you play in. And as I said, we do have some more stuff coming for you for the Clan Focus. As I said, if you want your clan to be interviewed, we do ask that you record your answers, and we'll give you all the details once you submit your clan to Oswald@planetquake.com. And Count Beta Testula, if you say that one more time, I'm seriously going to smack you. He wants me to play as Sander, which is coming up next, if you'd just be patient. So if you want your clan to be focused, email me, Oswald@planetquake.com, and we'll get it on. I believe we're down to 1 week. 1 week delay here. I have a clan for next week, and the following week is open. So get your clan in here, and we'll get it played for you. And I got one more phone call to make here as I'm trying to coordinate dinner plans for tonight. So check out a little Sprung Monkey. Get him out of here. And that goes out to all the lamers out here that we want to get off the servers. This is Sprung Monkey. Flatuating Fat Chicks, Get 'em Out of Here. That was Sprung Monkey with Get 'em Out of Here, just like I said we want to do with all the llamas and cheaters. Get 'em Out of Here. It's a San Diego band. They kick ass, and if you don't like them, tough. I wanted to play it. I also want to give a shout out to Clan Black Dragon. It's Porn Stars Clan. If you haven't hooked up with them, they do kick ass porn. Good luck, guys, and I'll try to get your song on later in the show. Now we will take a look at Beta 2.4, as we did with Bass. We will take a look at the website development and the forums, and give you a quick brief description as what's going on with each of those. Right now, the forum is going to have a brand new look and feel, featuring art from Jake, who's our resident Mac addict and sweet nuts, whom you all know be a lamer on the pubs, can't hit the side of a barn. Seriously, he's got some skills, and I know you guys have seen basically his work on the website now. He made the logo, the user interface, things like that. So we look forward to seeing their work. We will have several user-selectable site themes, which will change the art and color scheme for those users who register on the site. And that site registration will also double as your form registration. There's also a random theme if you just want the site to look completely different every time you visit. So that's one of the things we have going. I'm not able to share the four or five themes that we have yet, as they're not completely done. I do know what they are. But you can basically pick four or five of the SID maps and, for example, pick, Ricochet as an example. And think of the colors in Ricochet. You'll have an overview, a screenshot of a section of the map, basically your header. You'll have a couple of Urban Terror models in there. And the entire color scheme will be set to that map. So it's kind of cool. And like I said, I think we have four or five of those. As for the forums, and I know I want the new forums. I can't wait to get rid of Easy Board, as they've started to fuck us here recently with all the shit they have going on. And it's just becoming very annoying. And I've sent them plenty of hate mail. And, of course, unlike Two Cows, they never got back to me. Can't say I'm surprised. The forums will feature a similar look and feel for an easy transition going from Easy Board over to our own servers. We've added some features that have been lacking in the current Easy Board forums, like a functional search feature. And he says, functional, this is Bass Talk, he says, like a functional search feature for greater spamming pleasure. We'll also have limited HTML for the post. You will be able to post screenshots, and you will be able to have a small, modest-sized tag in your signature. We'll also have the forum names, like you've seen, Leet Light Jeff K, Barbecue's Bitch, things like that. You will still have those based on the level of post, just to give you guys something to shoot for. And I do think, and maybe Bass can confirm this, but we are planning on having the sticky threads. Those are the threads that will stay at the top of the forum for a majority of the time. You can add to it. We've seen this done over on Quake 3 World forums, and I'm sure a number of others. But it's something that'll help out with the forums. And we do have a teaser shot, and I know we showed this. I think it's probably been a couple weeks now. What part of the new forum will look like, and I'm spamming it in the channel. If you want to check it out, planetquake.com/siliconice/files/teaser.jpg, and that's just one example of what the forums will look like, and hopefully it's on that link, but we look forward to that as well, and he's done a lot of work on that. We will also have an enhanced map depot. It'll feature a more verbose listing of third-party maps. I believe we have most all of them right now on the current website, but it'll be laid out similar to how the old Action Quake 2 site was. Possibly give you a small review of what the map is, offer two or three sites to download it from, the size of the map, the type of the map, game modes supported, who the author is, and if I didn't say size, the size. So that'll hopefully help you out, and I believe that'll all be in database format, so if you know exactly what you want, just type it in and boom, you're there. And another enhancement to the back-end applications is going to be the manual. Main objective here is give you more complete information and an easier navigation feature. Right now, manual leaves a little bit to be desired. I mean, what can I say? It's a work in progress. We do have a new sample version of the manual up. I've been working on it here, and this is only temporary until we actually get the new database manual online. That's why it's on my site, not the Silicon Eye site. It's just a demo. But it'll be laid out similar to that, so you can see each section, so you can go right to what you want. There will also be a search feature with this, and we will update that once 2.4 is released, and again when Beta 3 is released with the new weapons, the new maps, and all the new features that we're including in Beta 3. So that should really help, too. Now, go read the manual, please. Enhanced server and player directories. It's a new feature. It's going to include team assignments. It'll let you see who is on what team when viewing the server detail, server next map, a user-definable favorites list, a buddy list to see where your friends are currently gaming, and a find a server feature that allows you to specify criteria for easily finding a game server that meets your users' needs. Much of this Baz already touched on when he talked about him in the Sid Spotlight. But that seems to be what everybody wants. I know a lot of gamers out there use the in-game browser, which does not give a true definition as to the number of servers we have that are actually occupied. All Seeing Eye does a very good job. I know if you guys want to check that out, and we've actually been pimping that a little bit harder than GameSpy. Nothing bad against GameSpy. I know a lot of people think they're bloatware, but we're not talking about that. So you can use All Seeing Eye temporarily until we get this feature up on the website, and I said that should be with Beta 2.4. We'll also have game admin support. This will allow server admins to supply additional information to the server directory, such as the all-needed map cycle. Many gamers, I think that's probably one of the main complaints, is that gamers do not know what maps are running on a server. You know, you could have three or four SID-created maps, and then you could have two or three community maps. But once one of those community maps roll up and you don't have it, you're kicked. And, you know, it sort of sucks to be in the middle of, say, 2 or 3 hours of hard gaming to find out that you don't have a third-party map. And hopefully by doing that, number one, people will end up using our application as opposed to saying All Seeing Eye or GameSpy or any of the other game browsers out there, and use our site, and you actually know what maps you have that are coming up. We'll also include a remote administration area which will allow admins to view their status of their servers and easily kick and ban players, as well as change important CVARs on the fly. Some of this support, as I said, will also be done in Beta 3.0. Actually, most of the work for the admins, CVARs, things working like that will be 3.0. This is basically the back end. This is what Bass is working on. This is not actually the changes that will take place in 2.4. And finally, we will also have IRC support, which will allow users to connect directly to Pound Urban Terror on the ETG network without leaving the comfort of urbanterror.net. Hopefully this will be helpful to those not familiar with IRC or who need game support or just want to chat with Silicon Ice and those of you in the community. And I got to say that we've had an excellent turnout the past 3 or 4 weeks here when the radio show's been on. You guys have given us some great support here, so for that we thank you, and we will work to make our support even better here in the coming weeks. And one final note, Ian has developed a master server for Urban Terror, which all game servers will be forced to report to. Now in-game, you will only be querying a list of these servers, which is a lot faster than sifting through, say, 3,000-plus servers, which comes from the id Software master server. The online server director will also use this list for a more accurate reporting. So all those people who use, say, 4 or 5 different master servers, all you need to do is put one in, and that is ours, once we have it up and running. And you can sort through Urban Terror-only servers. So this should be very cool. I know many of us are looking forward to it, and props to Ian and Bass for all their work they've done on the back-end applications. I know should really help out the support of the mod, and that'll go along with the code that we're working on here. Oh, with that said, I need to take a break, and you can get high with Afro Man here.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt.
And this song goes out to my good friend in Cleveland, Ohio. That's Mr. Blanks, who runs Radio ITG, Pound ITG on IRC.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high.
La
da da. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why did I know you guys would like this song?
I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what? Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. La da. Now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high.
Cause I got high.
Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high.
Everybody keep your hands out of your pants.
Hey, do that over, man. Come on, man. Come on.
I messed up my entire life because I got high. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high though, man? La
da 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 da
da da
da da da da.
He really is high, man.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bebop.
Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Say what, say what? Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Hey, where the cluck at, cuz?
Well, my name is Afro Man, and I'm from East Palmdale.
East Palmdale.
And all the weed I be smoking is bomb as hell, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent delivery.
I don't believe in Hitler, that's what I said.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, so all of you skins, please give me more head. Afro motherfucker, M-A-E.
M-A-E.
A-E-I-O-U.
We ain't gonna sell none of these motherfucking albums, cuz. Let's go back to Marsha Durbin and hang some more chickens, cuz. Fuck it.
Fuck the corporate world.
And now get a little speedballing with Outkast. This is dedicated to Porn Star. I'm going to hit the server for a few minutes and try to own some of these mofos. Be right back. Oh, Civvy, my friend, you lagged out. What happened, bro? Quick shout out for those on the server. Next map coming up is UT Twin Lakes. It's the new map from Rabbit Cow. Check it out. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Skills are belong to the Count and Waffa.com. All your listening are belong to Oswald on Urban Radio. You have no chance to survive. Make your time.
And as usual, I am being owned in the server by Laggy, Gleam, Civvy, and anybody else who's on the red team. This is Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio, and we're back. Had to take a few break, a little bit of a break there, and we heard Cause I Got High from Afro Man and Speedballin' from Outkast off the Tomb Raider soundtrack. As I said, I am back in the Urban Radio server here, and it looks like it's about 8-on-8 CTF run Paradise, and up coming up next is the new map from Rabbit Cow called UT Twin Lakes. It's primarily a CTF map, and I'll be talking about it here a little bit later. See who I can own here. That guy's dead. Mungo. Nope, that wasn't Mungo. Vampirus. She's dead. So as you can hear, we got a lot of goodness going on in there, and I'll actually wait until we start that new map so I can check it out here and see actually how it plays. It'll happen in about 7 or 8 minutes here. As I mentioned earlier in the show, and I know some of you heard me, maybe a few didn't, I will be broadcasting matches with Coldshot over at Team Sports Cast Network. I should get more information from him tomorrow as we do a few dry runs and see how we play off of each other. And as I said before, I am going to be the expert when it comes to Urban Terror. He's going to be the guy who tells you what the hell is going on. So I'll get around to that here in a few minutes, or actually next week, and I'll tell you how that has gone. We take a look at the community now. Oh, I guess I should say that that last sound you heard was actually from the Count, playing off the All Your Bass or Belong to Us. Thanks, Count, for that. And as I said before, if anybody wants to contribute those, please do. Please do it in MP3 format, 16-bit recordings at 22KHZ, and we're all set here. MP3 format, please. If you want to get on the server and check it out, 64.180.91.204. And that'll be the new map coming up. UT Twin Lakes. We'll start this week's news from the community, as I said, with the newly released level. Actually, it was released a few hours ago from Rabbit Cow. It is called UT Twin Lakes. As I just said, it's primarily a CTF level. Supports all the other game modes and a player count of about up to 20. You might think along the lines of Riyadh when it comes to the layout. Great terrain, great texturing, and should prove to be a pretty popular map. The level set in British Columbia's coastal mountains, where the snow levels can reach 60 feet deep. The cabins are located at the Wilderness Hike and Ski In Only Resort, the site of an old logging cabin and mill. The old growth trees were cut and milled 100 years ago, and then the mill was closed. The slopes were reforested approximately 60 years ago, but due to the extreme climate, they are relatively small. All that's left now is a mill and a town and a few old stone walks. This is all the background setting for the map UT Twin Lakes. Right now, you can download the map and get ready to check it out with everyone else on the server. It basically features a total of 6 buildings. There's a couple lakes in there. And actually, a gameplay that sort of slithers back and forth through a valley, but you can also go up and over the mountains. At the top of each of those mountains, there are some pine trees along with a high, thick stone wall that you can actually sit behind and pick off the opposing team. Each flag is set near an A-frame home. You can access all the buildings. There are 2 lookout points that you might not really want to hang out in, as they don't provide much cover. But all in all, it looks like it's going to be a cool map, and I know we will be playing that later tonight on Blade Killer's server. So I'll talk about that here in about 5 more minutes as it's getting ready to rotate into that map. Some of the other big news this week, some of the other big news this week began last Sunday. A map that I featured on the 6th floor, it's called UT Subway from Lay Earth. Last Sunday was actually a play test. There were about 20 or 30 gamers who joined in the UT Subway IRC channel. Received the download information and joined up to one of 2 servers. And this is basically my take on how I think the map is going to play and the sort of response it will receive from the community. I think Laerth will be the first to admit that it was quite a successful beta test party on Sunday. There was anywhere from 10 to 12 gamers split up on two servers, one on each coast. We probably could have gone with a single server in order to get a larger game going, and that actually came from Laerth himself. But overall, I do think everyone was impressed with the overall layout, design, and limited texturing that had made this, which was the K version at the time, successful. There were many placeholder textures, but the layout and actual design are the first two features that grab your attention. Even the limited texturing that was in there, and most of that was concrete, looked incredible. And thanks to Yidner over at Shader Lab for maybe all of those textures in that map. But quite an impressive map. As for an overview of the map, there are two distant bases. It's getting wild in there. Two distant bases as we began in CTF. One on the street-level entrance to the subway, and the other a wide, winding staircase leading street-side on the opposing end of the map. Each station, which we'll call the base, is separated by a few connected subway cars, which in fact look fantastic in terms of detail and cover. There are openings in the ceiling panels, which were a prime spot for campers, and there were many also. I mean, anytime you drop onto the subway cars, you're guaranteed to be shot because there was always a sniper sitting in there. The route through the subway cars was the quickest and most direct to and from each flag, but it was also the one in which the most resistance and the least amount of cover were there. You would need one hell of a dash when exiting the opposing team's subway car to make it to cover in order to regroup and assault the flag, as it's set further back in the subway station. Pretty cool, though. Pretty cool layout, how he had it going. The other route, which is longer, but it is tighter. It's also direct, meaning you cannot get lost. I mean, if you take a wrong turn, you won't go very far before you have to turn around and get back on course going to the flag, to and from each side. As you wind your way through the ransacked corridors, upstairs avoiding steam pipes and miscellaneous other crap, you do pass over a single-access corridor that drops you onto the top of the subway car I was talking about. And as I said, this is a prime camping spot. It's virtually impossible for anyone to get through if you have a well-trained marksman hanging out at one end. As you pass over this access, you continue onto the opposing bases. Layouts in each of the stations are similar in appearance and equal in layout style, so not to give an advantage to one team. That's my beer. I needed that. Spawns are moved off the flags, which is nice to see since we've had problems with that in the past on many of the CTF maps, including the Sid-created maps. Another big offender was Laneway, and I know Sism's working on Laneway. Sism, get the new Laneway out. We all want it, fool. Continuing with my little preview review of UT Subway, overall the rounds were rather quick. One question... Are two routes between the bases enough? I don't know. I think that would require a bit more play testing, but I am sure it would become evident if they were needed. This was also mentioned by Sweet Nuts in the Urban Terror Development Channel that possibly a third route would allow for a little bit more... I can't think of the word. It would provide more routes to and from each side. Limit the camping. If teams were larger in size, say 10v10 or 12v12, chances are you could successfully shut down one of the routes and make it very difficult for the opposing team to get to your flag. The question then becomes, if there were a third route, where would you add it? One option, but probably not the best due to the length, would be to make the entrance to the subway station and the exit on the opposing sides connect, so you actually walk outside onto the streets of UT Subway and around the corner and down the other entrance, or exit, as it may be in this case. This route would require more extensive work on the exterior of the level, possibly adding a third route on the opposing side, where the long route is, in sort of a mirror fashion. That would probably be a good choice, although I think the outside route would be pretty interesting as well. So we'll see what he does on that. All in all, there were many positive comments, both in the IRC channel and in the game together. Things like this rocks, and I found a new favorite map before the map's even released was pretty cool. Hopefully admins do not add this level before it's finished. And I know that's a problem that we have had, releasing beta levels and then mappers not updating these levels or admins putting these levels into rotations and then not being able to find the map. This map is not done, should be done here in the next few weeks, and we do anticipate its release. Props to Laerth for all the good work. And if you want to see some screenshots, head over to thesixthfloor.com, where I believe I have 6 or 9 shots up, and very cool looking map. This from Lord of Doom. He says my new site will be open in about 2 to 3 weeks. He says it still needs a bit of code, and he says he does have one preview shot of what the new terrorist.net will look like, and here it is. I'm spamming it in the channel, and I will link that somewhere else after we get off the air here, but you can go to hells-gate.net/temp/void.jpg. Oh, and somebody's talking to me. That sucks. I wonder why that happened. Anyways, with that said, it looks like we're in the middle of a map rotation here, and we can check out the action on UT Twin Lakes. I'll be right back. You can stare at the sun with the offspring. Sorry to do this, guys. I got to have one more song here as we're trying to work something out with Blade Killer on our server. I'll be right back. This is Burning Airlines Carnival. I'm fighting. All right. If anybody can hear me, I don't know if I'm having connectivity problems here or if it's everybody else. I find that hard to believe. But I keep seem losing the server here, and it looks like it's loading again. So hopefully I am back on the air. Again, I had two songs that I just played. That last one was Carnival by Burning Airline and Staring at the Sun by The Offspring. Oh, and my Quake just crashed. What else is new? I'll try to get into the game here again, and we can check out UT Twin Lakes. For those of you who haven't checked out the plan files, Graham Devine updated his plan for the new Mac 131 point release. You can check that out on planetquake.com and see what the latest on that is. As I said, Rabid Cow's level is released. It will be put into UrbanTerra.net Map Depot later today. Currently, that site is down, and we will check into the problems with the Urban Terror site and see what's going on. And this does not look good. I do think I am off the air. Well, we'll continue anyways. If not, you guys can download the rest of the show and take a listen to it from there. But it looks like I'm broadcasting. Some people can't hear me, so that's kind of cool. So we will continue. Coming up next, Yidnar from ShaderLab.com has created a new Quake 3 map function. For those of you who do not know mapping, then this is more or less irrelevant. But it will affect you. Why do I say that? Because his new Q3 map program will further remove the line between light map and vertex. And we were able to catch up with him last night and get some information as it pertains to you, the gamer, as opposed to the level designer. I wanted him to quickly talk about Q3 map as it relates to the vertex gamer. What will be the biggest differences they will see when playing a level compiled with the new Q3 map? Aside from the detailed shadows, vertex will nearly be nearly identical to light map. The general brightness of polygons will basically be the same. Some maps will have to be modified slightly to take this into account to avoid black corners on brush faces. We do have two examples that you can check out from the guys over at Quake 3 Fortress. And here's the difference between the vertex and the light map. The two levels, and you can see there's virtually no difference between the two. And this is something that we are looking forward to, since this is a continuing debate in the community, as many gamers do play with vertex lighting on. Some have their reasons, others, even if they're running the fast machines, still throw vertex lighting on. So whichever you play, it's all good. It's, you know, as long as you're playing the mod, we're happy, right? Of course. But you can check out those two screenshots from the guys over at Quake 3 Fortress. And you can see there's very little difference between light map and vertex. Yidnar goes on to say, I hope the radiosity stuff gets put to good use by the Urban Terra mappers, which I do think it will be. He says he's looking forward to seeing some nice looking maps in the future. So what does that mean to you in layman's terms? It means that the way your map was laid out, designed, and lighted, everybody will now be able to check it out as you want the map to be played. So if you have darkened areas, shadows, things like that, light casting light in a particular area, you can check it out. No, that's not Beta 2 Q3F. That is some screenshots that you can check out of what I was just talking about. So we are going to recompile all our maps for Beta 3. I believe the new Rommel will be compiled in this fashion, so vertex and light map will be very similar. Unfortunately, I couldn't get any shots of both of them, as Blade was still working on Rommel this week. And it does seem that new maps do come in bunches, and this past week we posted a group of new levels on the Map Depot section at UrbanTerra.net, which, in fact, right now is down. I'm sorry. It looks like GottaBKD is upgrading the server again, and I will check in with him and see what the deal is with the server, because I know we've had issues here the past few weeks that this thing keeps going down. I know they are upgrading pieces of it because there is another large website on this server. Some of the other maps you can check out that we just recently added to the Map Depot section. Infiltration, Proving Grounds, School, Bronx, and Garten are now all available on UrbanTerror.net. You can also find them over at UrbanTerror.it and UrbanTerror.de, our Italian and German websites. And there was one question, as we get close to Beta 2.4, it is not vaporware. It will come true, and it will be released. So once it is, you guys can check that out. I got to take one more break here before we finish up. And this is Comfortably Numb from Pink Floyd, and this goes out to Dice and his son.
Come on, come on down. I hear you breathing.
And all I gotta say is Pink Floyd rock. So if you don't like it, suck it up. And no, I'm not playing any Nelly Furtado. Talk about crap. Come on now. You're on Urban Radio. This is Oswald. What's going on, guys? Seeing as I crashed, I'm gonna try to get back into the server here and check out the action on Twin Lakes. Don't know what we had going on there for about the last 10 minutes. A few issues. Again, I did say UrbanTerror.net is down. I'm waiting for GottaBeKD to get back to me with a message to see what's up with the website. And as I said, we will feature that map on there later tonight if you have not grabbed it. And it will be featured on the HOH server tonight at 8 o'clock Pacific time. As we move forward here about the community, quite a few questions that were brought to our attention this week. Decker from the Urban Terror Forums had quite a few of them. And first one, will something be done against the Jack in the Box in the jump shooting with perfect accuracy or duck, stand, and shoot, or reduck? And all the answers come from 27, who's one of the coders here. He says, Beta 3 accuracy will be affected by some new factors, possibly including the inertia of the gun. So things such as sudden swings of the mouse will decrease accuracy. For 2.4, it will remain unchanged. So the way you play now, you will see that in 2.4. Possible changes for Beta 3. What are the changes affecting movement speed and their effects on accuracy in 2.4 and 3.0? Movement speed has been left the same as 2.3, as it will be for 2.4. As it ends the 2.x series, we will give the fans what they want for Beta 3.0. Smaller weapon loadouts will probably let you move a little bit quicker, faster, give you a little more agility around the levels. Walking tanks in Beta 3 will probably move like lead. So if you decide to load up with, say, a heavy machine gun, Kevlar, a helmet, you name it, you're going to be very slow. Does that get into you know, that might get into a bit of a class when it comes to the mod. If that's the case, then you will have basically endless number of different classes that can be achieved, because each loadout is going to be a little bit different. And I can see I'm being smacked because I didn't know who Nelly is. So, anyways, no, we're not playing Nelly, so forget it. Two quick shout-outs. First one from Evil Monkey. Go to Pound of Clan Bots. If any of you guys are looking for IRC bots for clan services, check out clanbots.tribes-universe.com. That from Evil Monkey. And also, I want to wish happy birthday to DSF After the Nightmare, whose birthday is next Saturday, but he won't be here. So, bitch, happy birthday. And with that, we'll get back into the questions here. And the final question is, will bullets ever be able to penetrate walls or paper-thin walls, things like that? As we've mentioned on the previous show and the forums, this is something that we will continue to explore. If it's something that we see a reason to add, then it will be included in Beta 3. I know the coders have talked about this a bit, and there is some wall penetration plan for 3.0, and you can expect to see some big exit wounds on things like wooden doors. So stay tuned for those changes in Beta 3. Fatty Man wanted to know if there were any plans to upgrade the voting system in Q3, as it is now people vote spam and shit out servers, so most admins just completely kill it. We will have improved features, voting features, admin features for Beta 3. So you can look forward to a much improved system. We don't have many details right now because we do not know how much control we are going to give the admins, but you can look forward to some new features in Beta 3. Other than that, I've told you guys about many of the changes we have for 2.4 and what's coming up. You guys will just have to wait till that time. Hopefully we can get you a date here soon. I know we keep saying that. It's beginning to sound like the boy crying wolf as we keep you hanging on here. As I said, we will have a new version out this week, thanks to the coding team. We will test that, see how it plays. If it plays well for us, then we will pass it on to the QA team. And if they give us the okay, we will pass it on to you in a release. And speaking of a release, we will have a huge radio show the day of the release. We don't have a day or a time yet, but you can probably expect 2 or 3 hours, and hopefully we can take a few phone calls from some of the guys and female on the development team. With that said, I'm going to open it up to questions. If you guys have anything you want to hear from me or anything you want answered, feel free to send me a private message right now. I will I'll let one song play. If we have no questions, we will call it a day, and we'll see you on the servers. But it's Q&A time. If you feel you have something that has gone unanswered in the past 2 or 3 weeks, feel free to send me a private message or ICQ message, and I will respond. We'll be right back. This is Linkin Park in the End.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain it. Valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. It's so unreal. You didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. Designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory. I tried so hard and got so far.
I had to fall to lose it all.
Alrighty, it looks like we have a few questions rolling in here as it pertains to the mod. First one comes from Knox Sting in Q3UT item menu Fang, where you pick the guns and crap. That one box you can't click on, it says not available. What's going to go there? Well, that's most likely going to be for a few new weapons. We will be redoing the user interface as we get the 5 new weapons implemented. That is what is going to go there. From Flaws, from Cuda Flaws, is a walkthrough shoot-through bug fixed in 2.4. No, as far as I know, that is still in the mod. Why? Because that pertains to spawn code. That code was introduced so you do not get stuck on somebody when you spawn. So you can expect to see that in 2.4. Wraith wants to know, are we planning any alternative ammo types, dum-dums, explosive shells, etc.? He also wants to know if the HK is going to be modified so that all close range, the slug will penetrate the player before detonating. Ammo types have been talked about. We don't know if we're going to do them as of yet. We'll have to wait and see how that works out for Beta 3. And the slug, the grenade that's launched from the HK-69, we are still looking into that. Right now it does not penetrate, nor does it explode if it hits you before it's primed. So, again, that's changes for Beta 3 we'll have to wait on. And Ace Mods, no man, sorry, I forgot the Metallica tonight. I wish I would have played it, because right about now I need it, just like I need another beer. DSF Kane wants to know, I want to know if Pit MC Aimbot will be available on UrbanTerror.net. And Kane, as far as I know, that was Pit Barbecue Bot, but maybe MC stole it from Q. You're going to have to check with him. And then again, we don't like bots. From Knox Proof, will you touch my butt? Sorry, maybe Gleam or Thorn can touch your ass where you slept, puppy. From Darkane, Death Stars have cleared the planet. Thanks a lot for that. And Battlebum wants to know if the laser sight is improved. Will it make accuracy better? Sort of like there is anything done to laser before it looks tight. Damn, I'm trying to read this. Is this English? I guess it is. Yes, the laser sight is improved. There is new code for it, and you will be seeing that in Beta 2.4. More questions coming. Garfield, P.S. Garfield, give him a shout to Garf for having love with Civi. Civi, I guess he got owned again by P.S. Garfield, so check it out, dude. P.S. Straight Shot was asking about the voting. Again, the voting functions will be in Beta 3. We don't have any other voting functions right now. We are also looking at some sort of a checkbox, some sort of a toggle switch for knives, because right now we know a lot of gamers end up throwing knives away and not using them. White Pyro wants to know about the armor-piercing weapons. Right now, I guess that would actually fall under armor-piercing rounds, which we don't have. I believe you will see something like that load up, though, when you're playing the mod, and right now that is disabled, so it does not work. Lord of Doom wants to know what the changes are for Follow the Leader with 2.4 or 3.0, and what about Capture and Hold? Seems to be the least played. Well, we're still talking about that. I guess the team is sort of split on what to do with the game modes that aren't played. Follow the Leader and Capture and Hold are pretty cool game modes, but unfortunately, I guess they are pretty difficult to play on the pub servers. So right now, we don't know their status. They are sort of in limbo. I know there are a few servers of each. Unfortunately, they are not played too often. So hang with that, and we'll see what happens with Beta 3. Battlebum wants to know, can I use the HK-69 and hand grenades at the same time? I believe you will not be able to do that for Beta 3. Sorry. Civi wants to know, is there a hit message for hitting somebody with a grenade but not killing them in 2.4? That I don't know. What does it do now? Whatever it does now, it'll do in 2.4. How's that for an answer? Straight Shot. It looks like we're running out of questions here. Porn Star wants me to tell Elvin that he's been owned. Count Beta Testula, otherwise known as The Count, how's progress on the freeze bug? Will it be fixed in 2.4? Last word I got was Dr. 8 was working on it. This was last night from 27. Unfortunately, Doc did not get back to me before the show, as I was actually going to have him in the spotlight today, and we were going to talk about that. Unfortunately, I couldn't get any information from him. We are still working on it, and it seems that fix that Vinsky posted on the forums is only a temporary thing, but we still see many clients who come up with that problem. Kurz wants to know, can we get a rundown on what will be in 2.4 versus 3.0 on the website? If you were listening earlier, we did give you a somewhat of a rundown of what the website's going to include in beta 2.4. It's going to be an all-new website with all-new forums. We're going to have a more complete map depot. You will be able to connect to Urban Terra servers from our website. Also be able to connect to the IRC client through our website. It's going to be pretty kick-ass. We will have a new manual for 2.4 and another new manual for beta 3.0. So I'll just touch on that. Hopefully I can get you more information as we get closer to the release for 2.4. Man, you guys keep me going here with the questions. I'm going to have to take about five more and then call it quits here as I'm running up against the time here. And give me about four more questions, one song, and we're done. What's my middle name? My middle name is Owned You, Arsenic. A lean function he's asking about, that's something we're, again, looking into. Leaning and prone are two actions that we're looking into for Beta 3. Nothing has been decided at this time. So hang on to that question, and we'll look into it more when we start working on Beta 3. DJ JD wants to know when 2.4 is going to be released. I don't think we need to answer that. Straight shot, you've already asked a few questions. Civi, I don't want to answer yours. Well, that's about it for the questions here. I see them rolling in here, but I just can't keep up with them. And like I said, I am up against the break. I do want to thank everybody who has participated this week in the show. Decibel and Civi from Clan XP. Basilisk from the Silicon Ice Development. And everybody who has sent me a question here, thank you very much. You guys make the show. If there's anything that you want on for next week, feel free to email me, oswald@planetquake.com, before Friday, and I will get it on for you. Until that time, this is Oswald. Everybody have a great weekend. We will see you next Friday. This is Urban Radio. Actually, if you want to stay tuned here, I got two quick requests that I want to get to. Once you hear Sweetness say it's over, that's the end of the show. But I got one more soundbite that I'm going to play for the people who missed it in the intro. This was sent to me by Mungo Zen, and I think it pretty much kicks ass. Alright, this is how we started the show. This came from Mungo Zen and Company, a bunch of guys from the community. Check it out. I thought this was pretty cool. If some of you guys want to do this for me, feel free and I will get it on the air.
This is Warhammer of ISBGN, OC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com. Forum.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForum.com.
This is Apex Twin from StanAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oh, it's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.